Hi there. The word for you today is on post-traumatic growth. In Romans 8:37, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ." Just as there's a condition known as post-traumatic stress, researchers are now talking about post-traumatic growth. One line of thinking is that adversity can actually lead to growth. Another is that the highest levels of growth indeed can't be reached without it. But let's be clear here, adversity doesn't automatically bring growth. Much of the outcome depends on how you respond to adversity. Ernest Hemingway wrote, "Sooner or later, the world breaks everyone, and those who are broken are strongest in the broken places." Sometimes that's true, but sometimes people like Ernest Hemingway write beautiful things and believe them to be true, and indeed hope they are, and yet they don't help. You see, Hemingway himself had a brokenness that ended his life in suicide because the pain was just too great. On the other hand, Joseph, who was terribly betrayed by his family, falsely accused of rape, unjustly sent to prison, looked back and here's what he said: "God intended it all for good." The key to post-traumatic growth is seeing God in all things, drawing close to Him, trusting Him when you can't understand the situation you're in, and knowing He only and always has your best interests at heart. When it comes to serving God, there are two sides to the coin: success and suffering. We like the first and we try to avoid the second, but we can't. They're both part of God's plan. When God called Paul into the ministry, here's what he said: "I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." But hard times didn't make Paul doubt his faith or the God he served. Listen to what he said: "Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us."